Uncle Dizzy, did the magic yarmulke stay on his head forever? Did Lipa ever lose it, or never?
Well, aren't you clever? It was the night before the big test, the Grand Bechina, where the school each year gives a brand new bike to the winner. As Lipa was walking down the street, he thought,
"A brand new bike? Boy, that would be neat."
But as he was thinking of winning the test, a powerful wind blew out of the west. Then suddenly, Lipa yelled,
"Oh no! The wind blew my yarmulke off with a blow!"
He just stood there and looked with shock on his face as the wind blew that keeper off into space.
"Oh, what do I do now? What do I do? Without my keeper, I'm finished. I'm through. Again, I'm a failure. Oh, what could be worse than the dumbest kid in the universe?"
As Lipa sat and cried with despair, he thought that he heard a strange sound in the air.
"What? What's that familiar sound that I hear? Why, it's Yanko the Yarmulke Man, right over there. And he's coming this way with his yarmulke cart. Oh, Yanko, please help me. Please have a heart."
"Again you're sitting and crying and moping. Aren't things better the way I was hoping?"
"Yes, things were getting better and better each day. But a wind blew my magical keeper away. Now what will I do? What will I do? Without my keeper, I'm finished. I'm through. Don't you please have another one that I could borrow to help me pass my Bechina tomorrow?"
"What's the problem? I'm sure you'll pass. I think you'll get the best mark in the class."
"No! I'm going to fail! I'm going to flop! With my yarmulke gone, all the magic will stop!"
"Ay, ay, ay! No, no! The magic won't stop! I'll tell you the truth. I must admit that I actually tricked you one little bit. You see, that yarmulke that made you feel 10 feet tall, it really had no magic in it at all."
"No magic? It can't be. I became so much better. It turned me into a real go-getter."
"No, the reason you improved in school and in ball, it had nothing to do with that yarmulke at all. I'm telling you, it was a little trick to make you believe that if you make up your mind and you roll up your sleeve and decide about something, that you can do it. You'll find that there's really nothing to it. Because if you believe in yourself and you are confident, Hashem will help you 100%.
"You mean I don't have to be a flop? Even without the magic yarmulke, I could still be on top? In ball and in school, I could still be the best? And still get 100 on my test?"
"Of course, of course. The yarmulke may be gone, that is true. But their real magic is, you know where? Inside of you."
"That means I can still be as good as I want to be. It means I can still be the real me. Oh, is that ever great news? Yippee! The magic is not in a keeper. It's in me. Chananya Yom Tov Lipa."
"That's right. It's in you, not in no keeper. It's in Chananya Yom Tov Lipa, deep in there somewhere down there. So you keep getting better. You keep on improving. But as for me, I gotta get moving. So I gotta get going. What else can I do? I'll see you later. Some other time, I think.
But, Yanko, where are you headed now? Why must you go?
You see, I know that there are other kids out there that feel, you know how, they feel pretty low and discouraged, just like you are, my dear friend Lipa. And I think that they also could use my magical keeper. So, I'm on my way. I'll see you a different day. And with that, he pushed his cart and was on his way.
Goodbye, Yanko. Come again someday. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll see you some other time. Goodbye. I'll see you later. Goodbye.